Strategy sells 3,588 BTC for 216 Nasir, its first major Bitcoin sale. Michael Saylor announced on July 6 that Strategy sold 3,588 BTC for $216 million to fund dividends on its digital credit securities, the family of preferred instruments the company has issued over the past year. Bitcoin Magazine, CoinDesk, and Wu Blockchain all carried the announcement within minutes, and Wu Blockchain called it the company's first major Bitcoin sale. Holdings now stand at 843,775 BTC. The sale works out to roughly $60,200 per coin. Bitcoin trades at 61,1934 as of July 6, 2026, down 1.0% over 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index at 25 in fear territory. Strategy's average acquisition cost sits near $76,000 per coin, so the company crystallized a loss of roughly $57 million on the coins it let go. The never sell position is officially dead. Saylor spent 5 years telling investors Strategy would never sell its Bitcoin. The company held through the 2022 drawdown, through every quarterly impairment charge, and through this year's slide below $60,000. The first crack came in late May, when Strategy disclosed selling 32 BTC to help cover a dividend payment. That was small enough to read as a rounding error. This is not. At 3,588 BTC and $216 million, the sale is more than 100 times the May disposal, and Saylor announced it himself, rather than leaving it to a filing. The framing matters too. The coins were sold specifically to fund dividends on the digital credit securities, which confirms that the preferred obligations are now being serviced directly from the treasury the preferreds were sold to build. $269 million against a $1.2 billion annual bill. The dividend arithmetic explains the sale. Strategy's four outstanding preferred instruments carry a combined annual dividend obligation of about $1.2 billion, up from $300 million at the start of 2026. Cash reserves fell about 38% in the first half of the year. With the stock trading below the value of its Bitcoin, issuing new shares to raise cash dilutes existing holders, and issuing more preferred stock adds to the very bill the company is struggling to pay. That leaves the Bitcoin itself as the funding source of last resort. A $216 million sale covers roughly 2 months of dividends at the current run rate. If nothing else changes, the same math comes due again before autumn, and the market now has a precedent for how Strategy responds. A supply question. The market has never had to price Strategy holds about 4% of all Bitcoin in circulation, a position built on the assumption that the coins would never come back to market. Even a slow bleed changes that calculus. JP Morgan analysts flagged Strategy as a two-way risk for the broader market earlier this month, and this sale converts that from a hypothesis into an observed behavior. The counterargument is scale. At 3,588 BTC, the sale represents 0.4% of Strategy's stack, and Bitcoin's 24-hour trading volume of $23.3 billion absorbed it without a visible dislocation. The risk is not this sale. It is the sequence it starts if Bitcoin stays below Strategy's cost basis while the dividend clock keeps running, with a roughly $1 billion debt maturity waiting in September 2027 behind the preferred payments. Sentiment was already fragile before the announcement. More Bitcoin is underwater than in profit for the first time this drawdown, and ETF flows only snapped a 10-day outflow streak last week.